Cheka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 32, Pretoria en Rustenburg 35 grade. Die LER van Finansies en Ekonomiese Ontwikkeling, Lebogang Mahile, het die media kort voor het gesprek, dit na die onlangse aanvalle van Spaza winkels. Heel wat buitenlanderse winkels is die afgelope week geplunder na verskeie voorvalle van voedselvergiftiging onder skoolkinders. En dan, in Johannesburg, het die Gautengse Departement van Gesondheid bevestig dat die Helen Joseph Hospitaal, die Rahima Musa Moeder en Kind Hospitaal en die omliggende omgeving wateronderbrekings ervaar. Die woordvoerder van hierdie departement, Motala Tale Modiba, sê dis weens die installering van 'n klep by die Crosby pompstasie.
Joburg Water has dispatched water tankers to continuously pump water into our tanks within the facilities. We are closely monitoring the situation.
Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siwewe Gwagube, gaan bietjie later vanmiddag 'n media konferensie hou oor haar departement se gereedheid vir die begin van die matriek eindeksamen môre. Meer as 800,000 kandidate gaan die eksamen aflê landwyd en die onderwysers vakbond SADAU het die volgende raad:
We call on learners to avoid engaging in any form of dishonesty, such as cheating, which could compromise their results. We also encourage parents, siblings, teachers, and government officials, in line with the union's I'm a School Fan campaign, to provide unwavering support to matriculants during this stressful period.
En reaksies stroom steeds in. Na die massa-skietvoorval in die Oos-Kaap Vrydag aand, 5 mense is dood. Die provinsie se LER vir vervoer en gemeenskapsveiligheid het die voorval veroordeel en Rais Mzansi sê die party gaan die saak onder adjunk-president Paul Mashatile se aandag bring in die parlement.
Parliament must appropriate additional resources to make sure that policing is effective and the underlying issues are dealt with. We do not need to wait. Parliament has the power. The government also has the ability to bring a special bill to Parliament.
Hulle wil die kwessie donderdag bespreek tydens 'n vergadering van die nasionale geskiloplossingsmeganisme. Ten slotte, Amerika se adjunkpresident Kamala Harris is vandag 60 jaar oud. En alwaar op sy wil vestig of eerder haar aandag wil vestig, is haar teenstander in die Amerikaanse presidentsverkiesing Donald Trump se ouderdom. Hy is nou 78, so hy is die oudste presidentskandidaat in die land se geskiedenis. Harris mik nou haar veldtog op hierdie kwessie en sy vermoë om die land te lei in die rype ouderdom. As jy nieuwsgierig is hieroor, gaan besoek ons webtuiste, dis jackrandifm.com. Klik op nuus vir meer inligting. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 12.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the lights.
You love. Love.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie.